He's played in front of Hicks Drugstore in Tallahassee for over 25 years. This is his third folk festival, and we love to have him here. And enjoy singing for you and for anybody who will listen. The Reverend N.L. Williams.
Good afternoon, friend. We're glad to be here this afternoon. We can say that truthfully, the Lord has been good to us. He has wonderfully blessed us, brought us all the way from Tallahassee. And you know, one thing I'm glad I'm from the North. That's not. This might kind of wake you up. Well, the sick will be unbroken. So I had to be up there about 30 or 35 minutes. So if you don't hear what you want to hear this afternoon, come back tomorrow. We're going to move on to a little number that I trust you enjoy.
Yeah.
Tom, I would like to say to you, have a nice weekend. Have a good Memorial Day. If you're going anywhere dry, careful. For the life you say might be your own life. And whenever you go and have a good time and live a long time, may I say to you, if you get out there and see a sign saying 90, that's not the highway speed. Your speed limit is 55. So let's drive, Captain, and try to get back to the job of the Lord. Crying in the chapel will be my final number. We hope you enjoy that number. So you crying.
Many cities, many towns had fine street musicians like the Reverend N.L. We had one in Gainesville. I don't know how many of you in Gainesville remember that he was down on the corner of Wilson Company for many years singing, and he always sold peanuts. Are the Beaumont brothers ready? Oh, good. They are? You are? Good. I do a little talent scouting around the state. I have in the past, and I hope I will in the future. And the Beaumont brothers, Beaumont family, sang first at the Folk Festival, the Heart of Florida Folk Festival at Dade City, which I helped set up. The members of the family are David, who's 16, plays five-string banjo and guitar. Michael, 14, on the mandolin and guitar. Kathy, 13, rhythm guitar. Allison, 12, bass fiddle and guitar. Stephen, 10, lead guitar and bass fiddle. Kenny, 4, thinks he plays an 8-size fiddle. They play all over Florida, and they've appeared many times on Channel 44, 6:30 to 7:30 a.m., the Daybreak Show. They're a wonderful group. Let's clap them onto the stage. Thank you.
Thank you. interesting.
Now we'll bring on our second group of Florida cloggers, the Windmill Cloggers of Ocala. The leader is Wendy McWhorter, and I'll tell you a little bit about them later on. Let's give the Beaumonts another hand here.
Testing.
This one on? Thank you.
David.
It's hard to talk when you can't breathe. Can't keep your elbow on the thing. What we're going to have is a workshop now. We've got some other band members that were going to help us. Now we've got four bands. We want to get people up. We showed you what we could do in some of the steps. Now we need some people up here to help show us. Who's volunteering? Come on. Get on up here. All the people in America. All right, here comes some guy in a pair of leather pants. That's going to be awful hard. All right, everybody, come on up here. This is fun. All right, don't let your age stop you. I've taught people up to 72 years old with four heart attacks, and they still kicking. I've taught them from 6 to 72. Everybody's welcome. Come on up. This ain't no talent scout night. Let's get on up here. Here comes John Luna in his hat. One in the yellow shirt. I call him Mr. Legs.
30 feet loops. Look back at me. Everything cool.
All right, everybody could get in a circle. Get in a circle, kind of back out. Don't step on any cords or anything. All right, we've got a little surprise for you. John Luna's going to do some Appalachian square dance calling. You don't need to know how to buck dance or anything. Just know your left from your right. Anybody know their left from the right in here? Don't see no hands up. All right, we're going to do a little bit of teaching here first. Then we're going to have a little Appalachian square dance. John Luna's going to call it. It's just a big circle dance, just left allemands and stuff like that. No fancy steps. If you know how to walk, you can go through it. All right, the Bowmans, if you could play the same thing, what we'll do is show them the first step while we're dancing with them. It's just a shuffle like you're walking. Everybody take your right foot and flip it out in front of you. Make your toe hit the ground twice. Watch my wife, Lee. She'll show you how. They can't hear me if I'm in there. Even though they call me Wendy, they can't still hear me. It's just a front step. All you're doing is tapping your toe on out. Slap it coming back. And then step on the same foot you double-toed.
5 feet low.
You swap your weight by just shifting your hips back and forth. Just flip your foot like you've been out in the backyard and your dog's been there. All right, we'll get some music with that and let you dance to that now. Everybody stay on the beat.
Testing.
That's a little taste of the clogging. We got three more shows tomorrow to do that. I don't want to push y'all into too many fancy steps.
We'll get some
Appalachian Square Dance going here in a little bit. Are we going to need any more band? Yeah, here they come. Buck Snort Barn Dance Band. How about a hand for the Buck Snort Barn Dance Band? Nobody leave now. We got more stuff coming. We got some good stuff. You don't have to know how to buck dance. Just know how to walk your left from your right. How about a hand for the band that was just here? Yeah, the Beaumont family. I ain't got a memory as long as a flea's leg. Yeah. Have you got another portable mic? Have you got a mic you can break loose over there so John can get out front and call?
Can you call from there? You got an extra one over there,
Robert? Go ahead.
Testing. All right. Can you turn that down? Just y'all hear now? Pretty good in here. Okay. What we're gonna do here is an Appalachian round dance. This dance comes out of the Appalachian Mountains, and you don't have to know how to do very much in this. Now, what we need to do though is we're going to have to get in couples, guys and girls around here in this circle, and it doesn't matter, just as long as one of you is willing to dance the men's part. What we're going to do is form a circle all the way around here. The men are going to be on the left-hand side, and the gents are going to be on, and the ladies are going to be on the right-hand side. So the lady, your partner's on your right if you're a gent, it's on your left if you're a lady. So we're going to hold hands to start off here. Has everybody got their partner? One of the essentials of this dance is you have your partner. You all got your partners here? Okay. Gladys's leather shop?
Yeah, Gladys's leather shop.
Can we have your attention? There's a little boy up at Gladys's leather shop. He's about this big with blonde hair, and he's looking for his folks. If you're missing a little kid about that big, with blonde hair. He's up at Gladys's leather shop. Okay, let's get this circle together, like holding hands, right?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Arc the tunnel. Yeah, there's you and Mike over there.
This,
and they're on the course.
We can move.
That's all right.
Okay.
It's going to be better because she's facing us.
Boy, I don't know. Okay, here's what we're going to... You all are going to have to join up right here. Join up that circle. Okay. Let me just get through here. I'll get out in the middle here. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is number off odds and evens around this circle. You're going to be a... First of all, I want all the gents to raise their hand. Just raise the right hand. Okay, now it also includes the ladies that are playing gents. Like, you're going to be a gent there. Right. Okay, now every other person is going to be a gent or a lady. And you got to know what you're going to do this kind of thing. Okay, all the gents raise their hands now, so we got this straight. You're a gent, you're a gent. Okay, we're looking pretty good now. Now, we're going to start numbering off here odds and evens around this circle. We're going to start right here, and you're going to be an odd couple. And you're going to be an even. Now, just when I point to you, call out what you are.
What are you?
I'm a ne'er-do-well.
Oh, boo. Fail. Even. You're odd. You're even. Odds? What are you all? Evens. Odd. We need one more couple. We can't dance because we need an even number. Okay, we got one more couple. Okay, you're right there. You're the girl. You're the gent. Okay. You all are an even. You all are an odd here. Okay. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to circle around to the left a little bit, and then we're going to circle back to the right, and then what we're going to call is the odd couples, y'all got to listen to this, the odd couples are going to drop the odd, the lady is going to drop her left hand, the gent is going to take his partner and move off to the right, and he's going to circle up four with the even. So let's just do that. Just, y'all are going to go right over here. Okay, we're going to call odds, move off to the right, and circle four. We're just going to circle around like that. Then what we're going to call is the birdie in the cage with a three-tail spin. And what the birdie is the odd lady. You're the birdie. The birdie hops in with a three-tail spin and will circle around again. You just circle around three around that birdie. Right, there you go. Okay, then the birdie's going to hop out, and the crow is going to hop in. Now, the crow is the odd gent. The odd gent. The odd gent goes in. The crow hops in. They don't hop out. Now, kick him in the shin. Now, the crow hop out, circle four again. Crow hop out. Okay, circle four. Now, what we're going to do now is the odd couples are going to face counterclockwise. The even couples are going to face clockwise. The even couples are going to raise their hand in a form of bridge. We're going to call odd couples move on. The odds are going to dive under that bridge and go on to the next couple. Next even, and circle up four. You just go right on over here. Circle up four. There you go. Circle around a couple of times. Y'all are going to have to come in. Yeah, you come over here. Your odds. Your odds, yeah. Your odds, yeah. And you all circle up four. There you go. Yeah, you guys were right. You're evens. You just stay still. When we call odds, move on. You all just raise your hands, and they're going to dive under you. Yeah. Okay, we got that worked out. Now, the next thing we're going to do, we're only going to do a couple of figures. We're going to do duck for the oyster. Now, what's going to happen here, the evens are going to raise their hand like they did before. The odds are just going to dive under, and they're going to go about halfway under, and they're going to come right back out. Yeah, there you go. That's called ducks for the oyster. Now, when you dive for the clam, the odds raise their hands, and the evens dive under. And just kind of go under and take a look and come back out. All right. You got it. Let's do that once again. Duck for the oyster and dive for the clam. All right. We're going to do one more thing called star. We're going to do a right-hand star. Everybody's going to put their right hands up to the center, and they're going to go around in a clockwise fashion, just around in a right-hand star. Now back with the left, just switch directions and throw your left hand in there. Circle back with the left. Oh, that's looking good. Now, swing your partner as pretty as you can. Just swing her in whatever fashion you can. Just swing your partner. Just swing your partner however you want. Okay, circle up four one more time. Even couples bridge, the odds move on. Even couples bridge, you guys just go right under there. Just dive right in, circle up four. Okay, we got it. Now you got what we're going to do. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do different things. We're going to start off with a birdie in the cage, and then we're going to do the crow hop in. And then we're going to have the odds move on. Then we're going to do the duck for the oyster, the dive for the clam, right hand star, swing your partner, circle four, and the odds move on. We're just going to do that over and over. Okay, now, what we're going to do first, though, you're all going to have to right back into this circle. See, we start from a circle. We call this a circle dance because you start from a circle. Now, let's just practice odd couples moving off to the right, circling four. Odd couples just move off in circle four, so you know what. Okay. That's looking good. Okay, let's get back in that circle and we'll start dancing.
Yeah, right now?
You ready?
Now all join in and circle to the left. Circle to the left as pretty as you can. We'll be right back.
star. Now everybody bring me grin. Now swing your partner for the pin. Now circle up four lines again. Here comes with the eyes move on. Oh, looking real good.
Supper.